Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Introversion Podcast. I guess it's been about 2 or 3 weeks since I last recorded and posted this episode, the Reach Peaks episode. And I felt like I had a lot to say in that episode just to cram in there and, you know, had my super long intro. And then I talked about my system, my plan for the year. And I listened back on that episode a couple times. And at first I was kind of like, I don't want to say frustrated, but I was kind of like, I think I kind of went on so long, you know, maybe too long.
You talk too much.
No, talking is only a primitive form of communication.
You know, not super concisely. It's almost as if I just wanted to talk and keep talking. And after I listened to it a few times, I was like, oh, you know what? It actually doesn't bother me as much because I did feel like a lot of the things, sure, it could have been said more concisely, but I'm glad I said the things that I said. And I'm sorry if it wasn't as concise as it could be. But I realized why, because I think I mentioned at one moment in that episode that I had wanted to write it out. But I realized the need that I had in my heart and my mind at that time, and continuing to this time, is like the E and the C in Reach Peaks. It's the expression and the connection. And me sitting down at my computer to write is, to me, I'm not a writer. So for me, expression is really just talking with another human being. And short of me actually being with another human being, which has been the case so far in 2022, as usual, I'm not in person hanging out with people still for whatever reason. So just to hit record and start talking naturally and let it flowing, despite the uhs and the pauses and the ramblings and the tangents and, you know, not keeping concise to a written script, like, this is as true a form of expression as I can get, because it's just, it's not scripted, it's not planned, it's just hit record, go, talk, you know, let it all come out of your mind. And, you know, that is kind of what I needed at the time. And I think that's why I especially didn't feel like writing things out. And fast forward now a couple of weeks, and here I am again after a little hiatus, and I am overflowing with ideas and thoughts and things that I want to express. And if I were to get all into it in this episode, this would literally be an 8-hour episode, which ironically, I think this is going to be the shortest episode that I've ever recorded on the podcast, because I really just want to take this moment to list off all of the things that are on my mind. I mean, all the things that have been happening in society and in the world for the past, you know, 3 weeks since I last podcasted here. So I'm just going to list off some things of all these things that are happening, and the fact that I've had very specific thoughts about a lot of these things, and that I am not going to cram all that in now, but I'm just going to list these things briefly. And I want to make some episodes. I think one thing I mentioned in the last episode is I wanted to get into this habit of, you know, a very specific thought or one specific topic, and let me just record like a quick 5, 10, 15 minute episode on it, and that's it, and post it and move on to the next topic. Rather than these, you know, I think I've kind of dissected the reason why the last couple episodes have been getting longer and longer. Yes, one, because there was so much to recap. I mean, I wanted to recap the entire year of 2021, and I also wanted to talk about plans for the entire new year. So there's a lot to cram in there. But still, I mean, these were longer episodes, and not that long is bad, but I did kind of say, and I was thinking that I didn't want to get back into the habit of doing really long episodes, like 1 hour to 2-3 hour episodes like I did in 2020, especially because, you know, the Introversion Podcast is ever evolving, and I would like to take it in kind of a quicker, snappier style, you know, for my benefit as well as for all you, my listeners, because not that it's a complaint, but I hear people say like, hour and a half, like 2 hours. I don't have time to sit around for 2 hours and watch, you know.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
It's a complaint that annoys me because it's like, it's the nature of podcasts. Like do people complain like that about listening to the Joe Rogan podcast when it's like 2 or 3 hours? I don't know. And there's a lot of like Sam Harris, a lot of other podcasts that are great. They're long. So long isn't necessarily bad. It's just, And it's not like you have to listen to the whole thing all the way through in one sitting. So, but anyway, be that as it may, I don't want to fight against that. I would rather just try as best as I can to craft these episodes to be a little shorter and sweeter, you know, so in the 15 to 20 minute range. So we'll see if I could stick to that for this one. And again, this one, there's not even one particular topic that I have one thing I'm kind of thinking about I could talk about a little bit, but really I'm just going to list off here. So these are things that have just been happening, as you all probably know, for the past 2-3 weeks. So the first thing that kind of struck me since we last spoke here on the podcast is February 1st kicked in, and it was Black History Month. And normally I don't even think anything of it, but there was something about it this February where it was just kind of getting to me. And, you know, it reminded me back to the feelings I had when the BLM craze was a big thing, like back in 2020. And it was like, I just wanted to blot it out. Like, I get it. Okay, Black Lives Matter, the expression. Okay, I get it, you know. And, you know, so I'm just like, okay, let me blot out the news. Let me try to blot all that. Let me just check my design emails. And then I would get, normally where I get emails about fonts and graphics and design stuff, then it's like, those emails are like, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter. And, you know, I'm like, can we just focus on design for a second? And like, was there any safe space away from talking about race and racism and Black African, this and that? And they're just, it just felt like, somehow I needed to shut out the whole world if I was going to get any silence about it. Because, you know, one thing I've kind of said before is like, yes, of course, there's racism in the world and in the country. And I've dealt with my fair share of racism in my life. But I don't want to sit here talking about racism every day. You know, that's my thing. Like, and I've said before on the one racism episode, if you want to go back and listen to it, I did an episode in 2020 when we were in the peak of all this BLM stuff. The episode was called Uniquely Qualified. And it was because I felt like I was uniquely qualified to talk about race and racism, because I was always racially ostracized in a sense, because I was always the only Indian kid growing up in the military amongst all whites and Blacks and Hispanics. And so I dealt with a lot of racism, both from whites and Blacks. I don't feel like Black people are the only ones who can play the race card. You know, racism goes a lot of different directions. At the same time, I also don't think only white people can be racist. And my friend Obi was on the podcast. We debated that subject back in 2020. But anyway, I'm not going to get all into that now, but I'm just going to say Black History Month kicked in February 1st, and it was just kind of like all this Black stuff in my face. And I'm not really going to get all into it now, but it was something that I noticed for the first couple weeks and pretty much the whole month of February. It was just, but first, mostly that first couple weeks of February at the end of the month. And it was like, I couldn't really podcast about it. I couldn't really talk about it with people. I couldn't really do anything because I guess I've kind of jumped the gun here. So the whole reason why I've been kind of AWOL for the last 2-3 weeks is when I did record the last podcast episode, the Rage Speaks episode, that was the one weekend off that I had in the month of from mid-January until now, until last week. Because I worked the last couple weekends, I worked through the Super Bowl. I mean, the last 2-4 weeks has been nonstop client work for this grueling project. And, you know, I'm glad it's over, of course. Made some good bank and, you know, got the work done, clients happy and all that stuff. But it just sucked my life away for a month. And all these thoughts were kind of building up in me, you know, about racism stuff, about, you know, Black History Month, about like, you know, it's like we're talking about Black History Month and then we're this Black guy goes and murders the Asian woman in New York City. And it's not like that's the first time this has happened. So it's like we pivot from like, oh, yeah, let's care all about Black people. And then all of a sudden it's like, oh, wait, we need to stop Asian hate. Well, who are the people who are hating on Asians? Well, it looks like it's mostly Black people who are killing them and pushing them into subway cars. And, you know, so it's kind of like, you know, this is the kind of thing that Tommy Danger and I would talk about in an episode ad nauseum. And really kind of get into the nuances of all these things about race relations and all this stuff. And so I had a lot of thoughts and I wanted to talk about a lot of this stuff, but at the same time, I didn't have time, didn't have the energy because I was too busy in work mode, which is kind of the theme here of a lot of these things. So let me just get into a few of these other things. So Black History Month was the first thing. And speaking of racism and all this stuff, The whole Joe Rogan thing. I mean, maybe that's not like front and center right now at this moment, but as of like 2-3 weeks ago, it was like the big thing everybody was talking about. And I have a lot of thoughts about that, you know, from the whole censorship thing to the Spotify thing to the deplatforming thing to, you know, just, you know, the misinformation thing, quote unquote, and government getting involved and pressuring companies to weed out, quote unquote, misinformation, basically any information that doesn't fit the narrative that they want it to fit. So I had a lot of thoughts on that. And also all of a sudden, they to add more fuel to the fire to take him down, they started throwing in this racism thing, right? And that Joe Rogan's a racist. And, you know, there was that compilation that went around about him saying the N-word. And, you know, to me, it was just a total hit piece. I mean, like, if, you know, if you've ever sung along with, you know, rap lyrics, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, whatever, like you've uttered the N-word under your breath or, you know, whatever, if nobody was looking or this or that, you know, and a lot of those times that, by the way, if you didn't know this from that N-word montage that was made, a lot of those times where he was saying the word, he was quoting somebody else actually saying the word, like an actual black person saying the word. So if you're going to exactly quote them, you know, like Chris Rock doing a bit and he says the N-word, and if you quote him, you would have to use that N-word. I mean, me saying the N-word and not the actual word is actually me misquoting Chris Rock or whoever else, because they didn't actually say N-word. They said the real word. So, but to use that as the basis for like, oh my God, he's a racist, we need to take him down, you know, was ridiculous. And again, this is another thing where I had a lot of thoughts about it. And the fact that he apologized, I had a lot of thoughts about his apology. I was not enthused about some specific things he said in there. But again, I'm going to maybe try to rattle off a few short episodes in the next few weeks. So this might be one of those things where I talk about Joe Rogan coming up soon. So the other thing is I started watching this show Song Exploder on Netflix. I watched a few of the episodes. Of course, the one that really stood out to me and struck me was the Trent Reznor episode where he broke down making the song Hurt. And of course, I loved it. Of course, I loved it. And not just for the music and the technique and the explanations that, but really talking more about the soul and the spirit and what he was going through, the struggle in life and, you know, just addiction and anger and frustration and all these forces in the world and all these things. And it's just, you know, for those of you who don't know, like Radiohead is my favorite band of all time and Nine Inch Nails is second. So, and I've seen Nine Inch Nails in concert, I think at least 2 times, maybe 3 times. Absolutely love Trent Reznor, absolutely love Nine Inch Nails, and just to watch that episode. So I might do a specific episode just on that and talk about, I might quote him on some specific things he was saying and talk about what it meant to me as well and how I felt similarly in various points of my life and still to this day. So there was that, Song Exploder. And then, of course, the Truckers in Canada, which is still ongoing. I've been, you know, getting filled in on that from watching some Steven Crowder and some Dave Rubin. And I haven't been watching Tim Pool much lately for whatever reason. I don't know. But there's a lot to say about that. The crypto market's crashing. If you're into crypto, I mean, I've watched everything come crashing down and it's kind of like, oh, shit. My thought is that, you know, this is, like, I'm a long-term hodler, so, you know, I'm not a trader, so I'm just kind of like, all right, I'm just going to try to weather the winter storm here, and still hoping and believing that that crypto and Bitcoin and all that is the future, so there's that. The Winter Olympics, of course, came and went, you know, not that I have a lot of thoughts on that, because I didn't watch 1 second of it, just like I didn't watch the Summer Olympics before from Tokyo. And the last things here I want to mention about is I watched 3 documentaries in the past. Well, I shouldn't say that. 2 documentaries and 1 reality show, let's be honest. Yeah, so I watched this documentary. I think it's called Social Media Dangers, Childhood 2.0. It's kind of a weird long title, but it's basically that or some variation of that. And I watched it and it was kind of like watching The Social Dilemma. And I had mentioned about The Social Dilemma, I think back in early 2021, maybe in 2020, that was when I saw it. Maybe it was 2020 when I watched Social Dilemma. And I never did a dedicated episode on Social Dilemma. I wanted to, because I wanted to talk. I had so many thoughts about that. But again, just got busy with so many other things. There's something, obviously 2020 was a crazy year and a million things happening. But yeah, but it's too bad I didn't make an episode about Social Dilemma back then. But I would like to make an episode about Social Media 2.0, this documentary I just saw. Because, there's just so much truth there. They were basically talking about the younger generations coming up now and what it was like sort of for my generations, Gen Y, Gen X, and growing up without the internet, without mobile phones, and what childhood was like versus what childhood is like now. And my overwhelming feeling was just kind of like, damn, like we are fucked as a society. And I feel really sorry for the kids, like, and especially with this whole pandemic thing, like having to wear masks and they're not being able to naturally develop. And the fact that, I'd have to look through this and be prepared and have all my statistics, but like teen suicide, is like the number one or two reason for death, in America for teens and like between certain ages, like 8 and 22 or something like that. So I'm just like, why isn't there more conversation about that? About, suicide, depression, where is this all coming from? And a lot of the things in the documentary just kind of points to, well, it's the fault of mobile phones, smartphones and iPhones. And, it's the problem is with the internet and internet pornography and just all the, it's like, okay, sure. Yeah. But it goes deeper than that. And when it comes to solutions, the solutions also are deeper. Like you can't just solve a problem like that by like, oh, okay, you just don't give your kid a cell phone. That'll solve it. No, of course that won't. They'll go to school and then they'll look at porn or whatever else on their friend's phone, So these are like very deep-seated problems. I'm obviously not going to get all into that in like 2 minutes here, but just like that documentary was the first thing. And then I watched this other documentary that my friend Ryan recommended to me. And then I found out he didn't even watch it, but he had just heard about it and told me might be interested in it. So I watched it first and I'm hoping he's going to watch it next. And I don't know, maybe I'll have him back on the podcast and we'll talk about it. But this other documentary is called Fake Famous. And I think it was an HBO production documentary by this guy who works for the New York Times or something. Really good, really, very similar themes as the Social Media 2.0 document or Childhood 2.0 documentary. But really, it wasn't as much about kids. It was more about just like this whole fame thing. Right? This online being an influencer, really. The whole Instagram thing and getting sponsorship deals and having a lot of followers and getting likes and like all this shit. And again, like I could do an entire episode on that and maybe I will coming up soon, but it was just kind of like, yeah, that was one thing. And then the third thing here of this little triumvirate, it's not a documentary, but it's I guess you could kind of make the case it's a documentary, but it's a reality show. Love is Blind. Love is Blind. So when I watched Love is Blind the first season, I don't think I had even started podcasting yet, because I think that must have been back in like 2019 or something, pre-pandemic. But I got sucked in to the first season of Love is Blind. It was like, you can't look away. It's just a train wreck, but there was just so much there, there was just so much truth there. And I remember pointing my mom to it. I was like, Mom, watch this show, Love is Blind. And my mom was so freaked out by it, like how all these women are and how the guys are, but mostly how the women are. And it was kind of eye-opening to her. And I was like, yeah, yeah. So that's kind of why I wanted my mom to watch it, because it's sort of an education as to what Western, what American women are like, because I've showed profile pictures of, dating profile pictures to my mom of this is what the girls are like, this is what the women are like. And she's like, ugh, she's so appalled and turned off. And she's like, get off the apps, stop using the apps. Which is basically assuming that if you walk out on the street, that women are going to somehow be better than what you find in the apps, And, so I've been kind of making the point to her that it doesn't matter if you look on the apps or if you walk down the street or if you go to the bars or if you watch these reality TV shows. And that was this season two now is in Chicago. And I think the last one was in Atlanta, season one. there's universal themes here, you know, of men and women and the way they act in the year 2019 and the year 2022. Like, there's just these fundamental themes that you see throughout. And oh my God, I just the first episode alone of the second season that I watched a few days ago, I was like, oh my God, there was just so much I was processing and I wanted to say about this and that. So that is probably going to be the next episode of the Introversion Podcast. I know in the last episode, I did promise and I did say that my next episode would be me talking about my COVID experience, about getting COVID. But it's kind of weird now how that almost feels so long ago. I'm like, yeah, I will do an episode about that, about my COVID experience. And yeah, I will probably only post it on Locals. So I will try to do that in the next couple weeks or so. But like I'm saying in this episode right here, there's just so much stuff, you know, that I want to talk about. And it's really pressing. And the Love is Blind thing is just really... So I've watched the first three episodes of Love is Blind season two. And I kind of don't want to watch any more of it right now until I record this podcast episode. So I'm going to try to put that together. What is today? Today's Tuesday. Hopefully by the end of this week, you know, and definitely if you're listening on Spotify or, you know, if you have access to the YouTube channel, I would definitely recommend, as I always recommend, watch the Introversion Podcast on YouTube, because I actually want to show footage and clips from the show in such a way where I don't get flagged for copyright, but I just kind of want to show the visuals as to who I'm talking about and which characters and, you know, if I can get little quotes from them and little moments and body language, because I really want to break this down. And it's entertaining. It's like I said, it's like a train wreck in a lot of ways. But even the things that aren't a train wreck, like, it's just kind of fun to watch. It's just kind of fun to study, you know, body language and human behavior and expectations and mixed signals from men and women. And I had a lot to say about it. Probably some of my MGTOW colors are going to come through as I break that Love is Blind down. But yeah, as far as the Introversion Podcast goes, that is what is going to be coming up next, the Love is Blind episode. And, you know, I will probably do some mini episodes. I'm going to try to do some mini episodes basically talking about racism and Black History Month and the Joe Rogan thing and, you know, this fake famous thing and the social media childhood 2.0 thing. And there's just so much there. And I'm just touching on it. So this episode I'm recording right now is really just to be like, hello, world. Hello. Good to talk with you all. Like, I'm back. You know, I was just immersed with client work for the past month plus. And even this past week, I finished the project now about last Wednesday. So it's been almost a week, but it's just like I needed recovery time. Like Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I was pretty much just a zombie and doing very low energy tasks and honestly doing a lot of organization stuff. So I was trying to, even though I was kind of a zombie, I was trying to make good use of the time, logistical, organizational stuff. And so that's good, because, you know, I hate to waste time. And if I'm not capable of sort of high concentration, creative energy and thoughts, then at least I could do very low energy, like productive shit. So yeah, that was the last few days. I wanted to podcast. I wanted to start expressing these things as they were happening, but I couldn't break free from work. And even if I had an evening where I was like, I wasn't working, I was like, I was just too brain dead. I was just too exhausted to hit record and gather my thoughts. I mean, one thing, going back and listening to the last couple episodes, even the way I opened up the episodes, like I realized like my tonality and my energy. I mean, my first episode that I posted for this year, I think was January 10th or so. And at that point I was just getting over COVID. So I was still a little bit slow, a little bit, you know, sluggish, and probably came across in my overall tonality and my voice. And then the next episode I posted was that Reach Peaks episode. And as excited as I was to share about Reach Peaks, I realized like that episode was still a bit low energy for me. And it was because I was in the middle of this client project. That was the one Saturday, the one weekend that I had free during the entire month. So I squeezed that podcast in and I'm glad I got it out, but it was still kind of like I was a bit tired to put that episode out there. I mean, I was fueled by just the fact that I wanted to express myself and just like just say some shit and get it out there. But just the energy and the focus wasn't really there. And that's kind of why, as much as I want to get these new podcast episodes out there, I didn't really want to rush into it last week because I knew I was tired and I knew it would be another low energy episode. So not that this episode I'm like flying through the roof, but I definitely feel more myself now. And I'm starting to feel more and more myself. I went to work out at the gym last week once for the first time since, I don't know, mid-December. So it's been like 2 months since I worked out at the gym. And yeah, unfortunately, I gained some weight. I think I'm up to 186 now. So I've gained like 10 pounds of fat. And
you're looking at my gut, aren't you?
No.
Well, I'm working on it.
That sucks. But had a great workout, was sore for this weekend. And I'm recovering as of yesterday, Sunday, Monday, and going to get back in the gym tomorrow. So I'm going to, tomorrow's supposed to be a nice day, Wednesday here in Philly. So I'm going to head downtown, go work out. And also I've been eating like so much junk. Like, I mean, I could do a whole podcast episode just talking about like the role of food in our lives. Because I did a lot of stress eating during this past month. And it was like, I was so stressed out with the work project and the demands and the expectations and the workload. And just, it was getting to me and I needed, and maybe this is just me because I'm a hedonist. I can't just be a robot machine doing tasks that are demanded of me to do. I can't just do that. Like, I can't just wake up, work, go to bed at midnight, sleep, wake up, work, go to bed. It's like, I have to squeeze in some kind of satisfaction or leisure or enjoyment or hedonism or just a fix or drug or something just to take the edge off. So that ended up being food for me. And I think food ends up being the case for a lot of people. So I think it's why when people are really stressed out with their lives, whether it's like managing the household, taking care of their kids or dealing with major stressors in life, workload, all these things, like I can see why people turn to food, you know? And I did it for a few weeks, about a month. I gained maybe 10 pounds. And for me, it was like, well, I knew this was a short-lived period. So I was kind of like, all right, let me just get through. And eventually, yeah, I got through. But these are obviously bad habits. And these are not habits that I want to cling to. And it's tough because now I'm like, I have these favorite crackers that are like gluten-free. And it's literally like, for me, the serving size is, I mean, it's a joke what they say the serving size is, like a few crackers. But for me, the serving size is like one box. I mean, I'll pour them into my bowl and eat like a third of the bag. And then like I munch them down. And then it's like, I just walk back to the kitchen and get some more. And I do that two or three times. And I basically eat the whole box within like 5-10 minutes. So I get it. I am going to talk more about weight and, you know, like body weight and health and all these things as I talk in my COVID episode coming up and in this Love is Blind episode. I'm going to talk about, especially with these women, like self-image and self-esteem and their health and their views on beauty and body and attraction and the guys and all this stuff. Like there's a lot there to get into and diet and food and exercise and all these things. Like it's a part of it. It's basically like how well you take care of yourself and expectations of like for women dealing with their weight issues and men expectations. There's a lot there to unpack and God willing, we're going to get into all that in the next episode, because I'm really so eager to get into this Love is Blind thing. So we'll see how time shapes up this week, because I really going to kind of go through the footage. I'm going to basically rewatch Love is Blind episode one, at least, and put together this episode and really break it down. So stay tuned for that. But for now, that's it. I'm wrapping this episode up. Feels good just to be talking again and getting some things off my chest. I know I didn't really get into depth with anything in any one area today, but consider this like, it's not really a real episode. It's more like a table of contents for, you know, what is to come in the next couple of weeks. So yeah, Love is Blind probably coming up next. So stay tuned for that. If you have not subscribed to the YouTube channel, or if you just want to be this special person, you can always remember yourself as this special person. We are at 99 subscribers on the YouTube channel right now. So if you are not subscribed yet and you're listening right now, go to the YouTube channel. Go to the Introversion YouTube channel. You can get there in a web browser. You can just go to youtube.introversion.com, and that will forward you to the YouTube page. Or you can just open up your YouTube app, type in Introversion Podcast. We do a search for that, and it should be one of the top results. So just jump in there and hit the subscribe button and hit the like button too while you're at it. But really hit the subscribe button, because the next person who hits subscribe will be the 100th subscriber to the Introversion Podcast. So you can, if there was some way for me to make an NFT about that, like, there you go. But you can take pride in knowing that you were the 100th. So hopefully shortly after posting this episode, someone will take me up on that and become the 100th subscriber. So, you know, it's just, it feels good. There's been a little bit of growth recently, and I really want, you know, it's like, if you're going to undertake any project, you want to succeed with it, right? You want to keep it going. And, you know, part of what I said in the last episode about Reach Big is like, yeah, okay, the Introversion Podcast is not going to be the kind of podcast with the things we talk about here, and, you know, the depth that we will go into on all these subjects. And, you know, like, it's just, to me, it's my anomalous perspective. It's these nuanced conversations that I have with a lot of friends and people who I think are smart and creative and cool. And we just get deep into stuff, you know, and it doesn't all necessarily have to be from a political angle. It's not necessarily from an entertainment angle, but it's just like a holistic approach to how everything fits together in terms of entertainment, politics, media, culture, romance, dating, just everything in life. So, yeah. So I'm not going to ramble on further. But yeah, come to the YouTube channel, hit the subscribe button, become the 100th subscriber, onward and upward. Come to the YouTube channel, hit subscribe, be the 100th subscriber. Pat yourself on the back, and you have my love for that. So yeah, hope you all are well, dealing with inflation and, well, we're not going to have nuclear war with Russia, but we'll see how this Ukrainian situation plays out. But yeah, anyway, whatever you guys are up to, hope you all are well. And until next time, which will hopefully be very soon with the Love is Blind episode, take care. Ciao for now.
Today's episode is brought to you by sugar.
Sugar, do 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 do. Aw, honey, honey, do do.
Hey, you.
Yeah, you. Yes, you. I just want to say thank you for listening. If you've enjoyed this episode and would like to hear more, hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you're currently listening on. That way you can obviously get notified as new episodes arrive. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave a 5-star rating and consider writing a brief review. It just takes a second, and it really helps in order to get this podcast ranking higher so that more people can discover it. And the better this podcast is doing, the more prominent guests we can get on the show, and also the more time I can devote to it, which means more episodes and better episodes. And speaking of better episodes, what would you like to see more of on the show? Are there specific topics you'd love to see covered? Do you have thoughts of your own on the subjects discussed today?
Do you have any thoughts of your own on this matter?
I'd love to hear from you. Just shoot an email to podcast@introversion.com, or you can reach out to me on social media. I'm Jay Caslow on pretty much every platform. And last but not least, if you've been enjoying listening to the podcast, I want to invite you to join the brand new Introversion community on Locals. As you've probably heard me say many times now, I'm pretty disillusioned with legacy social media, you know, Facebook, Twitter, etc. I used to love all that back in the day because it was actually about self-expression and connecting people. But oh, how far those platforms have fallen, what with all the censorship and algorithms that decide what you will and will not see. Well, if you're anything like me, you have a desire to connect with smart, interesting, cool, creative people. And not just superficially, but on a deeper level. Let's share our life stories, experiences, perspectives, ideas, and memes. Let's learn from each other and enjoy each other's company. Let's make each other laugh. Let's collaborate, kind of like the good old days, except let's do so now in the 2020s. utilizing new technologies and platforms to really, truly, deeply connect and live richer, fuller lives. All of us together. This is why I've created the new Introversion community on the Locals platform. To get there, just visit introversion.locals.com and click Become a Member. Basic membership is free, but for a few bucks, you can become a full member, which will allow you to post and chat with other members, partake in live streams that I'll be hosting, and gain access to exclusive Introversion content that I will only be posting on Locals. As bad as things have gotten since 2020, I want to retain some hope that things can get better. And even if not on a broader societal level, at least on a smaller, more personal and intimate level, that at least a few of us reasonable, logical, rational, good people can band together to support each other and keep each other company as we make our way through this life, one day at a time. Let's be there for each other. So yeah, I look forward to connecting with you soon on Locals. See you there.